I gather you do more and more impressions as well in your act, too. Oh, so when did you first get into impressions? Have you always...
Well, I don't think I've ever done impressions. I don't care for that kind of attitude, and I'm tired of you bringing it up.
It's really a question that once in a while you can fall into something that makes you feel good and you don't mind doing it. But if you had to do it for a living, I'd make exactly $4.80.
Can you do choreograph?
No.
Who else is in your life? Can you do flips?
So I can if my chops are working. It's a question of...
You don't even know me, honey.
I have worked with a great many comedians as opposed to comics, although I've worked with comics as well. I make the distinction.
What's the difference?
Comedian's body is funny as well as his mind being funny. His whole personage is funny. I think Flip Wilson is a brilliant comedian. There are many... there are many comics, and comics can make you laugh with prepared material and once in a while a funny face. Flip is just generically a marvelously funny human being. He worked with me in Vegas several years ago. I believe it was the first time that he'd appeared in Las Vegas. In any event, we became fast friends immediately, and he is probably the only performer I ever remember getting upstairs early for, to listen to, because his sense of timing, his sense of audience feel, that marvelous electricity, as to know when and to how to do things, I was constantly learning from him, and I was always watching him, and we became, as I say, fast friends. And it's a strange kind of thing. You do not know when that kind of relationship is going to turn around and he's going to do, or the other party is going to do something for you. A year and a half ago, I was a little bit of a difficult sale for television, for whatever reasons really are not important now. But when Flipper got his own show, he said to people that were involved with the booking of it, he said, I want Bobby to do the show, and I want him to do it not just once. I want him to do it as many times as he wants to do it. And it wound up that we had 6 guest shots on Flip Wilson's show in his first year. And believe me, I could not have helped his ratings particularly at all. So it was a true gesture of real, genuine kind of friendship. I love him very much.
What's the matter, sir? And you had one other great friend and two, didn't you? George Burns.
Well, yes, that's a longer relationship, and Mr. Burns is somebody I love, and I love to do him. He's great, and I love him, and he's the most marvelous, I think, how do I put it now? He's the most marvelous real kind of a human being. He has a whole it's amazing. You know, he comes on and flips his cigar ashes on his shoes and does funny stuff and makes up 90% of what you hear and tell you. But his genuine self, his pure real self, is just simply a delight. And there's just a kind of a warmth. He's the fellow that, and the human being that told me, he said, you're not bad as an actor and you're funny at times. He said, and you can handle yourself in different situations. That's all good. He said, but don't ever burn your orchestrations. And I said, what does that mean? He said, never lose your arrangements, he says, because you see, the people, they like you to sing, and if they like you to sing, then maybe you go and do other things. What he was referring to was, in 1963, I had decided, being lucky enough to get a part like Little Jim in Captain Newman, and then being nominated, at least for an Academy Award, I decided that I was going to give up singing and concentrate on acting, you see.
Right.
And the result of that was, after the nomination, I didn't do another film for 2-3 years. And I don't blame anybody but myself. But what he was referring to was that that's the way you came in, and that's what you should keep on doing. So I really have decided, after many, many years of finally analyzing what he was talking about, to concentrate on just honing my craft, if you will, polishing the in-person performance capacities that I may have. And then the ancillary things will come, indeed, if they are to come.
But, I mean, you've got so many different things you do and perform. How many musical instruments do you play?
Well, the word play now has to be up for grabs. I can play several in 2 tempos in the same song. I can do that. You know, again, if I had to earn my living doing any one of these individual things, I wouldn't do too well. I really would. I put them all together and I still don't do too well. But I dazzle you with that footwork. That's what it is. Yeah.
Well, we've rolled out some drums behind you while you've been talking, and...
But I thought what I'd do is just put a little piece of a couple of things together, if you didn't mind, as long as I knew you were going to ask me to do that.
Mr. Bobby Dan, now on drums.